At the age of 94, director and author Peter Brook can genuinely be called a living legend. His career has stretched for over 7 decades, from groundbreaking productions of Shakespeare to his 9-hour adaptation of the Sanskrit epic, the Mahabharata. His latest work is now on stage in Brooklyn. It's called Why? And as Jeff London reports, it asks that question about the very profession Peter Brook has spent his life exploring.
Peter Brook has been in love with theater for as long as he can remember. As a boy in London, his Russian-born parents took him to plays, and he even staged Hamlet for them in a toy theater with cutout figures when he was 10.
And the poor thing sat there for about 2 hours while I read with one hand the text, and with the other hand I did these maneuvers. I can't imagine the torture. This tiny voice reading badly and saying, "To be or not to be, that's the question."
By the time he was in his 20s, he was staging Shakespeare in Stratford with the finest actors of the day: John Gielgud, Vivian Leigh, Paul Scofield.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
But even back then, Peter Brook found himself asking why there wasn't another way to create theater. He wrote a book in 1968 called The Empty Space, which begins, quote, "I can take any empty space and call it a bare stage."
When you talk about the empty space, like I sometimes say to people, you know, don't bother to read the book, read the title. Because if one really thinks of it, this is a call to question, to say why, and bit by bit get rid of all the established trappings of scenery, of costume, of music. All that is to be questioned.
And true to that aesthetic, in Brook's latest work, the stage is bare, save for a large carpet, some chairs, and 3 actors, all dressed in black.
Why do we do theater?
Why do we do it?
Why? What is it all about? What's it for?
Brook's ceaseless questioning led him to establish the International Center for Theater Research in Paris, where he and his principal collaborator, Marie-Hélène Estienne, have been reinvestigating classics and devising new works with actors from around the globe for over 40 years.
As Shakespeare says, always there is a world elsewhere. And in seeing that, I found that a mixture going beyond racial barriers and then going beyond national barriers, language barriers, cultural barriers, something opens. So this is a never-ending process.
Brook uses that approach to ask who we are and why we do things to each other. In 1975, he staged The Eek, about an African tribe that starved to death because it was forced from its land.
He took on this issue in the most profound, deepest way imaginable.
Karen Brooks Hopkins saw it in grad school. She's executive producer of Peter Brook NY, which is sponsoring events across the city exploring the 94-year-old director's work.
And I never thought or understood that theater could be so essential, so powerful, and just so right on in terms of getting straight to the heart of something.
In his latest piece, Peter Brook investigates the questioning work of some of his predecessors, notably director Vsevolod Meyerhold, who was swept up in the Russian Revolution, but ultimately denounced, imprisoned, and murdered by Stalin's regime.
And he was sitting there in his cell. It's terrifying to think of. Saying, have I made mistakes? Is this all my fault? But his honesty means that he's also saying, but why? Why are they saying that I'm an enemy of the revolution? Why do they want to get rid of me? Why am I in prison? Bang.
In Why, actress Catherine Hunter quotes Meyerhold, answering those questions.
Theater is a very dangerous weapon. Imagine you are prescribed 0.005 milligrams of strychnine to take per day, and you swallow the whole bottle in one mouthful. Theater is dynamite, more dangerous than fire, more dangerous than bombs.
Because, says actor Marcello Magni, who's worked on several of Brooke's pieces, theater can shine a light on the world we live in.
In the theater, there is a world. Pepita is constantly doing left and right, looks and up and down and behind and sideways to life in order to look at theater.
At 94, Peter Brook is growing increasingly frail, yet he continues to explore.
If life has brought you to this, you have an obligation to try to carry on as long as you can find the energy.
And that is not in question. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.